the passage that we have of the Lord revealing himself to Samuel is always a really beautiful reminder of how gently the Lord is first at work in us, and how we need to become familiar with his voice, with his movements in our heart. It is very much like learning a different language, in the sense that before you know another language, you can hear sounds, but may not have any idea or understanding that it's something that's actually directed to you, and maybe perhaps in a very personal way. So we're told, as this passage unfolds, that at the time, Samuel was not familiar with the Lord, and that where he is where we all begin, and there needs to be a certain growth in all of that. Praying through this, it always reminds me of some really good, helpful writings from Father Thomas Dubé in his book, The Fire Within, where opening up in the whole of that book, the deep prayer life of St. Teresa of Avila and St. John of the Cross, he spends a chapter looking at this whole idea, the reality of what our experience of God is like. And he gets very specific, drawing from those two saints. What is it like when one has an experience like Samuel does, where you are aware of and you perceive the movements, the working, the voice of God within you? And from that chapter, I wanted to pull out just two things, among many things that he includes there, which are all very helpful in terms of getting us ourselves more familiar with what is it like with the promptings, the movements of God within our own heart. But two things that I want to share with you, I just think that are helpful to know. The first thing is this, that those initial movements of the Lord always come in a very gentle way. And so Father Dubé writes this, and again, this is just based on the experience of Teresa and John. Ordinarily, God does not commence his self-communication as though by sudden and splendid bolts out of the blue. Rather, he operates gently and gradually, just as he does in nature. Niagara Falls begins with the imperceptible evaporation of oceans and rivers and lakes, and oak trees get their start from acorns, which develop imperceptibly over the years. So that point that it begins in ways that are so gentle that we may not even perceive it. So he continues in the next paragraph and just says, from St. Teresa, these infusions of God's love into the heart are so gentle at first that they may be hardly noticed and very easily snuffed out by our own clumsy efforts to force things to happen. So that's the first thing that we need to know. It happens so gently. So that's got to do something for the way that we pray, in terms of really asking and begging the Lord to cultivate in our heart a depth of quiet and a gentleness and a patience that's able to perceive what he's doing. Without that, if we miss the beginning, we miss everything that comes after the beginning. That the second thing to note, in terms of maybe on the back end, how do I know if something that I sense is happening in my spiritual life, how do I know that it's really from the Lord? And one other note, again, among many that he mentions is this. He says, it is important to note that authentic meetings with God produce personal goodness, even a heroic goodness that is far beyond human capacity. So how do you know if something that's happening in your spiritual life is genuinely, authentically from the Lord? And he points to the obvious thing. A genuine, authentic encounter with the Lord in prayer is going to produce in you a personal and heroic and supernatural goodness. something is going to begin to happen in you that is beyond anything that you could ever make happen on your own. So that's something important to keep in mind, even as we pray for a heart that is in a place where we can perceive and respond to even the gentlest calls of the Lord, the gentlest of movements of the Lord in our heart, in the midst of our prayer life with him.